SBS தமிழ்.
Good day, Angela. You have been actively campaigning for the release of Tamil refugee family Priya and Nadesan and their two children. And I believe that today you have submitted a petition with close to 200,000 signatures. Can you give us a brief on the background to this case and what's happening now?
On Tuesday, we received the High Court's decision that they were dismissing their appeal. So we immediately were incredibly scared for the family, as the government could move to deport them immediately. So this week we have ramped up talking to Minister Coleman's office, reaching out to all the politicians in all the electorates and all the parties, asking them to come together as a bipartisan issue here and stop the deportation and ultimately return this family to Bilawilla. So on Wednesday night, we did pose the question to Bill Shorten, the Labor candidate for Prime Ministership, and he gave us his promise that if elected, he will look at this case and get his Minister of Immigration to reassess it and look at it, saying that community sentiment should come into play. He also asked the current government not to deport the family. So today we have come down here to Sydney and we delivered our 190,000 strong petition to Minister Coleman, calling him to use his ministerial powers today, the eve of the election. What a perfect time to step in and right this injustice and let this family return to Bilawilla.
Did the minister receive your petition?
The minister was not at the office to receive the petition. We were in talks with the office, so they were happy to receive it. They welcomed it. And we do take their welcoming of it as a positive sign. And we are very hopeful that the minister, this is on his radar today, and that he will do something.
But the minister himself has not communicated to you directly, has he?
I have not communicated with him directly. However, there have been other supporters, particularly in the local area of Banks, who have been talking to him and to his staffers. So we know that they are well aware of this family and this issue and their plight. And we do know that they are completely aware of the community support.
Are there any risks of them being deported before the election results are announced?
There is every possibility that that can still happen. I would dearly hope that our government would not be that cruel, particularly when we have politicians from all walks who are asking them not to. So I would really hope that I can respect our government to abide by that.
I know that you have the support of the local community in Bilawilla, but how about the parliamentarians from your region?
We, of course, have had a few mixed responses. All our local mayor, our local members are all very supportive. Our Liberal member, Ken O'Dowd, he has been very tight-lipped and very much abiding by his party's lines. However, we have had great support from our Labor candidate, Zach Beers. We've also had great reach out from, lots of the councillors, lots of the Green Party members and independents. So we do have a lot of politicians, and even from the Liberal camp, we've had people like Jim Milan who have admitted that it sounds like this family do have a place in our community. So we do hold out hope that this is a bipartisan issue. This can be raised above election and the power games, and just we can look at the human cost here and do the right thing.
When was the last time that you were in touch with the family, and how are they coping now?
I spoke to Priya this morning. I've been in touch with her all week. So the week started with sobs and with absolute fear and just terror. And this morning when I spoke to Priya, she said, "My heart is broken, but I am strong." And to me, that just sums up that family entirely. They are the strongest people I know, and they are just holding out. You know, they're being lifted up by all the support, all the love. They know that they are wanted here.
And how are you holding?
In complete honesty, I am on an emotional roller coaster. I am just absolutely sickened with fear of just the unknown. And I am so hopeful. I have never given up hope. And I am determined this family will be coming home to us. Yet my heart is just, it's a mess in all honesty, but the love for this family is what gets me through, and the fact that I know that they deserve to be here with us.
Thank you, Angela, for giving us some time, and let's hope for the best.
Great. Thanks for having me.
SBS Tamil Facebook-ஐ லைக் செய்வதுடன் நிகழ்ச்சிகள் பற்றிய கருத்துக்களை நமக்கு அறிய தாருங்கள்.